guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw a grain market a little firmer here today, just short covering over the weekend.
Yeah, you know, I think it's almost the same thing that we had last Friday. You know, looking at some of these Middle East issues with Iran and Israel back and forth, missile and drone shots here is kind of keeping the trade kind of nervous here, really. You know, I think that was one thing, and I think it's one of these things when you're not certain. It's that old adage, you know, Randy, that you say, when in doubt, get me out. Funds are short grain. Record short for this time of year in corn, beans, wheat, oil, and meal combined. And so I think it's kind of that risk off. Who knows what can happen with this going forward. And then, you know, farmer in no mood to sell grain at this dive prices this week. And so basis levels tightening, spreads tightening on corn, and that gave us a little lift also.
Yeah. Well, you can kind of see it too, kind of a risk off with the livestock market one direction and the grain market the other. And that's just the opposite of where the funds are positions are at.
No, and exactly, Randy, a good point, you know, because the funds are short on the hogs, and we saw a big push up there technically, long the cattle, and we saw liquidation there on their long position getting out of, and like we just talked about on the grains, getting out of some of their short positions. So it's that get me out, let's get to home base, let's see what can happen. And, you know, bean oil this week made new contract lows, bean oil, soy oil. But it did have a key reversal to end the week. That's been the bean oil that's been a drag on the soybeans. So maybe that's a first sign of the pressure's off. We'll see.
Yeah. We also have the May options expiring coming up, I think, next week, and then first notice day the following week. So a big roll month, too, I guess, huh?
Yeah, you know, that's right. Next Friday, May options go off the board, and then we have first notice day coming up. But as we're getting close to first notice day, we did have, and you're talking about deliveries there, we did have some of the deliverable receipts on corn canceled. So I think that just goes to the heart of somebody wants to own the deliverable stocks, at least in corn, and that's a bit of a positive, Randy.
Is that just an indication of how tight the cash is?
Yeah, you know, I think so, and I think it's just the farmer resistance to selling. Where can you get grain quickly? Well, the deliverable stocks are the easy one if you're close to those areas. So I think that's what it really is. I mean, there's no shortage of corn. It's just in the hands of the farmer. We know as of March 1st, 5 billion bushels, so lightened up since then some, but not willing to part with the stocks here. We'll see once what it takes to shake it loose. But these prices in this time of year, not doing it right now. So the user's coming after deliverable stocks.
Livestock side, what's going on there?
Well, you know, I think the cattle market is, you know, still more of the same. The demand, contra-seasonal slow. Packer losing, you know, about $60 to $70 a head this week on cattle kill. And numbers, you know, no doubt as we get into the fourth quarter, get tighter, but it's the weights, carcass weights, contra-seasonal large, demand on beef, contra-seasonally slow. So, you know, a little bit of issue there. Hog market did have a bright push to the upside here to end the week. Hog technicals turned back up. Did get a report out of China that as of March, their hog herd down 5.2%, 409 million head. You know, our hog herd is more like around 75 million head. So reduction over there, and China government says they're helping support the farmer after these losses to keep the pork supplies available.
All right. Anything else we should be aware of?
Well, you know, let's watch the dollar here again next week. That's going to be partly has been an anchor for us moving up, but maybe stalling out a bit.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.